Peace and blessings. This is DBJ. It's Saturday morning, April 12th. No, I'm sorry. April 13th. Excuse me. It's Saturday, April 13th, 2014. I hope life's treating everyone well this morning. I hope y'all got through the week well. We did. I hope you're looking forward to the upcoming week. Make that money. Do what you got to do. Always legally, of course. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about the list of white racist groups here in Wisconsin, alive and well. So we're going to put them out there so we can all be aware of who to stay away from. Also, Michelle and I recorded our excursion to McDonald's this morning. We had to go to the grocery store to grab a few things and deposit some money in the bank. So we stopped over off at McDonald's. And so we taped that, and it was pretty funny. So we do that on the, and enjoy the clips that I play in the music. Got a little Styles P for you guys to kick things off. Gonna get out of here, take a little nap, and probably check in with you guys later. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Stay safe. Remember to go out there and do something good for somebody. And until the next one, peace. And I'll holler at y'all soon. And thanks for listening. We truly appreciate it. Peace.
Know the meaning of love, cause he a thug. Just because he sell drugs, damn, he still need a hug. Life's like a roller coaster, and he don't wanna fail. Fresh out of jail, but he still gotta hold the toaster. It don't make sense, but it make dollars. God got the pencil, and he just might erase them all. He smoke haze, cause he think it's the last days. If it ain't, it feel like it, cause people done passed away. He gotta drop a tear, wishing he could hop a year. Going to the past or the future, switch the options there. It's impossible, it don't work. But a tear got a jerk for his family in the hospital. He's a hard thug, but he got hard love. Leave him alone, let him be and let God judge. Somebody love him and they love you too. Same God above him is above you too. What up?
Right.
And the bag is sealed. They're not supposed to be opening the bag.
Right. Yeah, sometimes fast food ain't fast.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, sometimes fast food ain't fast food. McDonald's.
Right. Is it room for an orange juice? Mm-hmm. Their orange juice makes me shit, though.
Right.
Not all the time, though. So I don't know if it's... Some places, like, the refrigeration isn't the right temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So the orange juice...
Well, it's kind of almost...
Warm.
Yeah. And sometimes it can be a little too pulpy.
You know? Like, yeah. I need it ice cold.
Hell yeah.
Or orange juice tastes gross if it's not ice cold.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. What did you get? The Sasha McMuffin with egg breakfast? Oh, yeah, we're at McDonald's. We had to run a quick errand, so I was like, babe, you want to stop at McDonald's? I don't like their burgers, though. Like, for McDonald's, I'm good with their breakfast, but other than that, I don't really like their burgers and stuff like that.
The
I don't know why.
The only burger that I like
is
the Quarter Pounder. The meat is different. It's actually greasy.
Oh, does it?
It tastes like beef.
Because Quarter Pounder used to be my burger when I was a kid.
Yeah. They advertise that it's 100% beef.
Yeah, but it ain't.
Which leads me to believe, what are the other ones then? Right?
Right.
If you're only advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Morning.
If you're only advertising that the Quarter Pounder is 100%.
So then what's the other shit then? Mystery meat.
Mm-hmm. But it's like greasy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, gotta check before we're not off.
Check our shit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A hash brown, nice and hot.
I thought about getting like a bag of frozen hash browns.
Oh, hell yeah. I love that. You want to eat smash yours while we're rolling, baby? You want to wait? It's piping hot. You want the hash brown?
It's probably too hot to eat.
Well. Yeah, but it was 30% off.
Yeah, if you use the app.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm gonna just eat my hash brown too, because we'll be home in like 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm taking the freeway.
A little syrup. Yeah, everything's all good, baby. Damn, they hooked us up. They gave us butter syrup. They gave us silverware, napkins.
Wow.
They gave us everything and shit. Because I've been to McDonald's before where you get your shit, and I've ordered pancake. There ain't no syrup. Or butter.
Right.
Like, come on, man. I shouldn't even have to check the bag for that.
Right.
You get pancakes. I should be able to assume that there's butter and syrup.
And I don't like that they don't throw in ketchup anymore.
Like with the fries?
Who eats fries without ketchup?
Damn, even if you, right, like there's a 50-50 chance you do, so why wouldn't you? I think
just
sometimes people do it how they eat them.
But never have I got packets of ketchup in there. Like, you have to ask for it.
Holy,
I think that's crazy.
I do too. You know
that
what else
just
is crazy?
In there. Yeah.
What is I-94 eastbound? This road, this fuck, yeah, they need to fix this shit up. These ain't even potholes, they're like lines of craters gone. Like where the white separator line should be, it's missing. Yeah, they ain't gonna fix this shit up. They need to fix this up.
It's been a while.
Yes. It's been a while. Ooh, I was at the grocery store in the morning yesterday, baby. Stop at the store. Guess what they're playing in there? That Janet Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, whoever did the playlist here.
Right.
Got to tell you. You can tell, like, you know what I mean? Because usually it's an employee that they let just, like, do the playlist or whatever. So I was like, yeah, they were playing Janet Jackson and shit.
Who's ever on shift that day?
So I stereotype, like, it's a 35 to 60-year-old probably. Woman. Don't even matter race, because white people love Janet Jackson too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. Well, I can't wait to get it this week. I might have to start eating mine now, baby.
I hate this.
That sign?
When you're too short for the visors.
We had 21 hate and anti-government groups here in Wisconsin. I'll say that again. In 2022, 21 hate and anti-government groups were tracked in Wisconsin. And it also says that there are 10 statewide hate and anti-government groups in Wisconsin not displayed on the map. So there's a map, you know what I mean, that you can highlight, click on, and it'll show you specifically the name of the group you know exactly where on the map that these hate groups are located. And this report is from the SPLC Center. And so I, you know, thought I'd take some time today to go on my laptop, you know, get in the lab and do some research on, you know, how many hate groups or like white supremacist groups or whatever they're calling themselves are like alive, present, current, you know, today here in Wisconsin, walking and breathing amongst us. You know what I mean? Because although I don't know what's inside that Max Anderson case, you know, that guy that killed Sade Anderson, I'm not saying he was a white supremacist or nothing like that. He just might have been a stone cold killer. I don't know, but it just makes me think, like, because when some white people kill people, like, they just do, like, just the most oddest things. Like, they don't kill somebody and they, like, cut people's bodies up and do all this extra weirdo, just, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, what the fuck is going on in their heads, you know what I mean? You know, or for example, like the January 6th rioters, you know, 95% of them were white males. You know, what makes you think, like, how are they raised? Like, why so much hate in your heart? You guys have everything. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, what is in the mindset of some of these people? Because, you know, and that's the thing, like, the majority of people that we're all going to encounter throughout the day are going to be white people, white males. They kind of run and dominate the country. Just in every aspect, just think about it. They just do. You know what I mean? And then white women. You know, and you know, it's just like some of these people, like, are in some of these organizations, you know, and that's part of the reason, too. And if you look on the map, like, most of these places are, like, way, you know, up north and shit, way up north, where I wouldn't want to, where I don't ever plan on going or being. There ain't nothing up for me. There's nothing up for me to do anywhere, you know, up near, like, Green Bay or, you know, Superior or, like, Eau Claire or Oshkosh. There's nothing out there for me, you know. And I'm going to go out there and get looked at weird and just the vibe's going to be off. I know people are going to be looking at me like, what's this black motherfucker doing around here? And then, too, if I'm out there with a white girl, nah. You know what I'm saying? So that's just a mess. But, so what I wanted to do was label these places, right? And, put these hate groups' names out there. You know what I'm saying? And, just so people are aware of them. Because sometimes when you tell people stuff like that, racism still exists, you know, white supremacies, they think that it's just like a term or you're just saying it or like that stuff's like all in the past and like way back in the history books and the Ku Klux Klan and all that and the white robes and all that. You know what I'm saying? So they, if you don't see that kind of stuff, they think that it's not around. You know what I mean? So it's like, so here's, I'm just going to read them. Done enough rambling. So this first white racist organization group is called the American Meeting Group. They are an anti-government movement and it's statewide. These are in Wisconsin. The next one is called ASN, as in Nancy, Study Guide and University American State Nationals. ASN is a Nancy, Study Guide and University, and then it has American State Nationals in parentheses, and that's an anti-government movement, and that's statewide. And then they got another one called Folks Front / Folkish Resistance Movement, and there's neo-Nazi statewide. They got the swastika flag on there. It says Folks Front /folkish resistance movement. These are neo-Nazis, yep, another hate organization, white supremacist bitches. Here's another one, Moms for Liberty, Kenosha County, Wisconsin chapter, Moms for Liberty. And just by the name of it, Moms for Liberty, you know what I'm, you know, they try to make it sound like it's, you know, Moms for Liberty. And that's in Kenosha County, Wisconsin chapter. So that's a chapter, so that means it's countrywide. Moms for Liberty, Kenosha County, Wisconsin chapter. That's an anti-government movement, white, hate, anti-government group. That's what they're calling them. I'm not calling them. This is a report online. I'm not just making this stuff up, writing it down and, like, bringing it to you guys and, just, you know what I'm saying? This is all online. I didn't create the stuff. I just found it. And I'm providing the information because it's important to me. It is important to me. So the next one is called Moms for Liberty, Polk County, Wisconsin chapter. You hear that? Excuse me. So you got one in Kenosha County already. You got another one in Polk County, Wisconsin. These are anti-government movement, Polk County. You got another one in Kenosha County, the Moms for Liberty. And these are chapters, so that means they're nationwide. Moms for Liberty, Rock County, Wisconsin chapter. So, man, this Moms for Liberty, we're going to have to do a little more digging into them. As a matter of fact, hold up. So as I'm looking at these 21 hate and anti-government groups in Wisconsin, and it says there's 10 on here that aren't even, like, listed. So they're not displayed on the map. I don't know why. Three that I read. So there's a Moms for Liberty Kenosha chapter, a Moms for Liberty Polk County chapter, a Moms for Liberty Rock County chapter. Let's see. There's another. Yep, another Moms for Liberty Wood County chapter. Moms for Liberty, Racine County chapter. Moms for Liberty, Ozaukee County chapter. Holy shit, man. These are women, too. I mean, they're labeled Moms for Liberty, Polk County, Moms for Liberty, Rock County, Wood County, Racine County, Ozaukee County. Here's another one, the John Birch Society, anti-government movement. That's in Appleton. The Constitution Party, anti-government movement. That's in Milwaukee. Neo-Volkish statewide. I don't know what that one is. I don't even. Hold up. I'm interested on this Constitution Party, anti-government movement. They're out of Milwaukee. Let's see what they're talking about. These white racist hate groups are talking about. And then they're just all like, go online and try to find a black, just a straight up ass black hate group. When you hear black people online talking about black people or sharing some kind of post or some kind of, you know, an example or an opinion or facts we're putting out there here, this happened here, you know, we'll put the post up there, this happened there, there'd be facts is a day as long, right? They'll either deny it or whatever, or they'll think we're just making the stuff up, right? But we're providing information. Our stuff is more like, here, look, this is what you guys did to us. Look, here's this, here's that. Go online and try to find some black anti-government hate group where we're talking about how we hate white people and all that kind of shit. And we want to take things away from them. We don't do that. We don't want to take nothing from you guys. That ain't even our energy, man. We don't have time to try to take things from white people, man. Come on, man. And we're only talking about the white racist people. I'm not talking about the white, you know, Caucasians in general, man. People listening got to be intelligent enough, man, to understand that and not get all butthurt if it's, oh, he's talking about all white. I didn't ever say all. All of some, I'm going to say all. all this, all that. That's why I try to, you know, make sure that, because I know how that is, especially at like on radio or podcast or anything like that, people will hold you to a word, even if, you know, you didn't specifically mean exactly that word. You know what I'm saying? If you might just be saying it in a sentence and it just comes out, and then it, but like, people, like if you say, well, white people do this, some people, like you'll be like, white people are racist sometimes or whatever, and then like a white person be like, oh, he said all white people are racist. No, I didn't. You know what I'm saying? Like that kind of stuff. So I try to make sure I'm saying some, a lot, a good amount. You know what I'm saying? Because it's crazy though, but people should be able to sift through that and just understand that, man. We're worried about getting ahead, working, you know, staying away from fucking this type of shit. Anti-government, this is anti-government, general, this is a white racist group here in Milwaukee. Well, it says out of Milwaukee.
Let me just, it's America, freedom of speech. Let me do what I want to do. Y'all have made fun of everybody that ain't felt shit. It's the truth. Yeah, y'all know you're clapping house niggas ain't clapping scared, but listen. This is real, and I mean this from my heart. I've been taught by white folks. I ain't been on Venus. I'm come from here. I'm reacting to this shit. Always been making fun of niggas, and they don't. And the reason they say, Paul, why don't you sugarcoat? I ain't sugarcoating shit, because white folks didn't sugarcoat shit to me. White folks didn't give a goddamn. When they didn't want me at their schools, they could have sugarcoated. Well, Paul, perhaps next year we're overcrowded now. We can work some. They didn't say, no, nigga, you can't go to the school because you are nappy-head, wide-nosed nigga. We don't want niggas here. They didn't sugarcoat shit. I got over it, so white folks, you get over me. I lived through the shit. You will live through it. Because they get mad. They'd say all kind of shit about me. You know, it's bald. It ain't mean. This shit was here when I came here. And it'll be here when I'm going to drop dead right now. Racism's are here. It's here forever. It's in the blood. Because white folks owned us, and they will never get over it. Because I'm going to tell you why. I read the white book. Getting away wasn't a chapter, okay? We tricked their ass. We got away. And they ain't going to never be the same. They ain't been happy since. Go back and watch all that old shit. When they owned us, white folks are some happy white people. They used to waltz and had to smile. Look at them now. They're so depressed and sad. The niggas got away. Let slavery come back tomorrow. Well, they don't want us in their little areas and all that shit. Ain't that funny? Don't want us in their neighborhood. When they own us, we was in their house. What kind of bullshit is that?